The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Oh, by gosh, by golly, it's time for mistletoe and holly, tasty pheasants, Christmas presents, countrysides covered with snow. Oh, by gosh, by jingle, it's time for carols and Kris Kringle, overeating, merry greeting from relatives you don't know.
Francis Albert right there with then Joe Piscopo on the radio. Good morning. Great to have you with us this morning on AM 970 The Answer. We have a lot to get into. Dr. Ben Dworkin will join us this hour, and we're going to talk politics. Sheriff Sean Golden doing a great job in Monmouth County. You know, I was a little upset when I saw this gentleman. The sheriffs came in, and they gave us a citation. Albert, the Staten Island gentleman that had the restaurant, they gave him a citation, or did they actually
No, they shut him down and gave him – they shut him down. They arrested him, and they gave him citations. Lord, Lord. He was warned not to open because his business is in an orange zone. And he decided to open anyway. He declared it an autonomous zone, so yeah, he wasn't charging anybody for food or drink. Basically, they were suggesting if you want to leave a tip on the table, he was – so he technically he wasn't violating his liquor license by charging for the booze and, you know, of course, for the food. But they didn't care, and they sent in – you know, 40 of sheriffs basically to shut this guy's business down.
How many?
40.
Well, who sent? Does this come from the governor?
The state? The mayor? Yeah, this is the governor. This is the governor.
40. Yeah. 40 people. Yep. That's like a Gestapo, and every single one of those sheriffs didn't want to do what they were doing.
I don't know if they didn't want to do it. I think the you know, from what I've been reading and the stories that I've heard is that they were complying. The people were complying in the place. Everything was fine. And then apparently the guy's lawyer started filming everything, and they find the lawyer, and the lawyer's like, I don't work here. What are you finding me for? They were finding him for violating something.
This is scary.
Again, it's scary. Do as I say, not as I do.
That's right.
You know, you're allowed to have 100 people in a supermarket walking around for an hour, but apparently in the restaurant, COVID only comes out after 10 p.m. And it only affects people when you're sitting at a table without a mask on. I mean, it's ridiculous.
They're allowing strip clubs open too. Is that what?
No.
They're...
No.
I heard that you could go to a strip club and not. That's why one guy turned his church into a strip club.
Now that I am not aware of. I believe most of the adult establishments are closed down. I don't think you can go to any of them.
I've never been to one of those places.
Oh, stop.
I swear to God, in the name of God Almighty, making the sign of the cross, not step one foot into a strip club. Law and Order, we shot a scene in a club.
Right.
And it was a club, and apparently they told me, but I've never, ever, and I've been invited because I don't understand the concept of it all, but, and I'm like all guilt.
Like you've been invited.
Like, how's that invitation? Church going Italian American. Not been invited. People go, come on, we'll go. Now, I don't have an aversion to dating someone that works.
Exactly. Just you tell them I'm not coming to visit you while you're working.
I swear to God, that conversation actually went
You know what?
Down.
There are some of these places that are very high end and high class.
I can't be seen there. I don't want to be there. I have no desire to be there.
Again, there are some of those places that are very high end and high class. And then there are others that are, we used to go to one locally in Midtown for lunch. The food was fantastic.
That's hysterical.
Fantastic and inexpensive. In Midtown, down the block from the Letterman Theater? Come on.
Well, come for the food, stay for the nude.
Right,
you know.
Exactly.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Actually, they used to put on a great Halloween party every year. That was a lot of fun. The costumes alone were worth the price of admission.
Were you married at the time, Albert?
No, I was dating. Actually, I took my father-in-law there the night of my bachelor party.
Oh, nice.
No, you did not. No, you
didn't. He wanted to go.
You did not.
Yes, I did. My bachelor party was at a restaurant on Staten Island that is no longer open. We had a great dinner, and that's all I wanted to do. I wanted to have dinner and hang out with my friends. I've been to a million strip clubs. It wasn't like I wanted to go. And my father-in-law said to me, I kid you not, we're getting in the limo to head back to Jersey, and he goes, well, when are we going to the strip club? And I said, what are you talking about? And he goes, no. I said, we only have the limo for a certain time. He paid the limo driver for the rest of the night. He said, take me to your favorite place. I said, all right. We went to Midtown.
You know, I love you. I love you, but I would not want you as a son. I wouldn't. Thank you. I would never. No.
Thank you.
I wouldn't say you. If I.
You ripped me at 6:11 this morning
for
not going to church.
The guy that's going to marry my daughter. We're going to a strip club.
Well, I'm married.
And if the guy.
How am I marrying your daughter?
I think he was waiting for you to say, no, Pop, I can't.
No, no.
I'm in love with your daughter.
Actually, this is what I said to him later on. Because we were there.
After
and,
the fact,
you know,
of course.
Well, no.
Went already.
So
we're
there, and he paid for, you know, whatever. I'm not going to get too far into the story. But they have a room called the Champagne Room. And so he paid for me to go in there. And I looked at him, and I said, I kid you not, I said, you do understand I'm marrying your daughter, right?
Yeah.
I said it just like that. My friends were hysterical laughing. And he just looked at me and said, yeah, go have fun.
Oh, my! No wonder you moved in with this guy.
Listen, my in-laws are very good people. So,
Joe, you're young. Don't listen to this. Do with me. Use me as your role model. I never
went
in. What
are you talking about? He wants to date people in their
60s. If I went in a place and someone said to me, would you like to go to the champagne room? Oh.
Hold on a second.
I would go, hamana.
Joe Sebelia wants to date women that are in their 60s.
Older.
Where's the strip club for that? The nursing home? I don't understand.
There's a woman who lives down the hall from me. I mean, she's got to be, she's pushing 90. At least, and she's good looking.
Wow.
Let me tell you,
90.
Hot.
Oh my God.
That walker, it glistens and shines.
Listen, Betty White is hot at her age.
Yes, she is.
I don't think there's anybody else.
Angela Lansbury, though, takes the cake.
Murder, she wrote.
I can't. Please, I'm sorry. I don't know how we got here. I accept full responsibility.
Wow. Strip clubs to Angela Lansbury.
Stop. Just stop right there.
You know what?
Yeah. Let me talk. Let me pivot. Let's
pivot. What? Huh?
Please.
You all right there?
Oh, my God. You guys are killing me. Mm-hmm. Hey, I am. I'm like a, people think you're not, but I am. I'm like a little saint. I'm a serial monogamist, you know. I stay with one person, and so I shall be. But I just can't find a relationship now. That's the whole thing. So, and
I wonder. Well, listen, we don't have enough time in this show.
Yeah. You're going like, Joe, you wear gloves and goggles.
I mean,
and
come on.
You spray everything that you go near. Yeah. If you go to shake somebody's hand,
it's
no
wonder why
a
woman doesn't want to be with you. I just got out of the shower. Hold on a second.
People go to shake my hands, I take a Lysol spray and spray their hands with Lysol. No offense.
I don't know how you don't recoil in horror when somebody pulls their hand out. Like, you are, I mean, Howie Mandel is at one level, right?
Yeah.
You're below that, but it's not that far off.
Not much.
I mean, it really isn't.
Oh, it's the worst when you come out of a restroom, too. When you come out of a restroom with someone, and you're just coming out of the restroom, and I was with Danny DeVito. That happened. I thought it was me, but Danny was the same way. Somebody goes, hey, out of the restaurant, you don't want to shake somebody's hand. Hey, how are you? Like that. And I do recoil. But you know what? And now I love this fist bumping elbow thing. I love the elbow.
But I don't understand how you don't embrace the pandemic more. This is like the perfect storm for you. Stay in your home. Don't have contact with anyone. And God forbid, don't breathe in their direction. Shake their hand. Touch them. Whatever. This is like your nirvana.
It is. It's so true. I invented social distancing. Yeah. I like that. Don't
get
near me. If I'm online and be pre-pandemic, I'm online and you're breathing down my neck, I will look behind and say, please, you know, give nicely. And that's what. And then they started to put there. You ever see it when you go to Walgreens or something? They go, please, adhere to the customer's privacy. Get the heck out of my face, please. Right. Because that happens. And on the plane, I like the mask on the plane. I wear the gloves.
But now
on the
it's
plane.
Socially Don't acceptable for you
yes.
to tell somebody,
yes, exactly.
get away from me.
Exactly.
Like, they can't be offended.
By the way, I understand the crazy mask thing, you know, and they go, you got to wear the mask. And I don't understand why we haven't advanced medically enough. But I like the mask. I'm not the mask thing. When I'm around people, I like that they have a mask on their face. And
it's
I put it on. I don't mind
you're
it.
You're not spitting at me. You're not,
exactly,
you know, whatever.
Exactly.
I get it.
Oh,
I get
please.
It. But I'm telling you, this is for you. This is like the perfect world for Joe Piscopo.
Put on your dancing.
Joe's going to write this into his prenup. On, have to wear
dance
a mask.
With me. You know. Hey, so I don't know. I want to say this as objectively as I can and with great respect to AM 970. We want that seared into your mind every morning, AM 970. But on December 13th, you know, you will hear promos from the station across town, owned by our dear friend John Katsimatidis, who was here on the station. And I got permission from Mr. Crowley, Mr. Boyce, and the corporate folks at Salem, who I absolutely love and am indebted to, because they allow us to talk about issues that really no one else wants to touch anymore. When I say you come here for common sense and just at least to talk about something that's great about America, oh my God, you can't, God forbid, you can't talk about it anymore. We talk about it on the show like that.
Anybody and listening to the last 15 minutes about common sense? Not so much.
Maybe I might have ended my career.
Really sold that well. Yeah. And then, you know, I mean, come on.
So December 13th, I'll be cross town, and we'll be doing the Frank Sinatra show on Sunday nights, actually. It's going to be so much fun, and I just wanted to let you know, if you hear it on the other station, yeah, it's going to be fun, and it's going to be great. And then at one point, I think we're all going to be working together, really. And John Katz, can we get John Katz on the show tomorrow? Can you do that, Joe?
I'm way ahead of you. It's taken care of.
Yeah, that's my point. That's it. Thank you so much. Because, you know, he's talking about, he says things that make so much sense, John Katz and Matidis. We asked him, but Jerry Crowley just sent me something too. A great article. This was actually from a while ago. Gristiti CEO, Progressives Are Regressing New York. This is from John, New York billionaire and CEO of Gristiti's Foods. I'm reading here. This is from Gary Du from the Post or something, I think. And it says, let's tell the truth. And this is John speaking. Progressives are not progressing our city. They are taking it backwards. They're taking it backwards to the days when we were worried about the radios in our cars because somebody's going to break into them. Katsimatidis told John Jakulik of the this is the Epoch Times, American Thoughts Leader Program. Katsimatidis rebuked progressive officials for using the words Black Lives Matter, but not really caring about the African-American community. Amen to this. They want to defund the police. We support New York City police. You know, so this is great that John, we'll talk to John about this tomorrow, because John may run for mayor. We really, really need a reset in New York, because if you're sending, as we were talking about before we digressed, and I'm sorry for that, but if you sent 40 sheriffs, 40, you told me, Al. That's right, 40 sheriffs
that's
down
the number I heard.
A Staten Island bar. Now we got a situation where we're turning into like the brown shirts. And I always say, they always say, Donald Trump's like, he's like, they use a Hitler reference to Donald Trump. And I go, I'm sorry, explain that. And they never explain it. They don't have an explanation for it. What I'm telling you is what the regressive socialists are doing are like the brown shirts. They're coming in. They want to take away guns. They want to defund police. These are all the tenets of not only socialism, but just like a pre-war Germany. Not to be overdramatic, but that's exactly what's happening here. So Mr. Katsimatidis is right on the money in that regard, and we'll chat with him about this, and hopefully he'll run for mayor. I know Curtis may run for mayor, so who's going in? They talk about Eric Trump Jr., but John's got the wherewithal and to run for mayor, so let's hope you need a reset in New York City, because I got to tell you, I went back in the other day, I took Allie in, and remember I told you it started to come back? We've gone right, like Arthur Idala said yesterday, it's gone right back to just, I guess it's the pandemic thing, everybody's afraid, but it's just, the mojo's gone now, man. Don't, no one knows. I looked at Times Square, empty. I'm looking all around. The tree, the Christmas tree, tell me, Al, tell me, you're in a bubble? You have to buy a ticket to go in a bubble to see the Christmas tree? Is that what's happening here in the
city?
Yes,
that's correct. You have to go four people at a time. It'll be a timed event. You get 5 minutes to look at the tree and take pictures, and then you have to leave.
Oh, my God.
See, now, I'm going to beat that because I will go. They light the tree at 6 in the morning.
Strip club.
No. I'm not talking about it. I'm talking about the tree.
I'm sorry. I understand.
So I will go like I did last year. My wife and I went at like 5 in the morning. They light the tree at 6. It's still dark out. I'm going to get there a couple minutes before they light the tree. I'm not going to stand on no line. Boop, boop. I take a couple pictures. I'm out. Done. In and out of the city in 10 minutes.
Yeah, well, at 5 in the morning, your wife's going to get up for that?
Yeah, we did that last year. We did it last year. It was fantastic. Now, listen, I like the whole bubble thing and you take a picture and there's no crowds, but I will never go see the tree again with that sea of humanity that's standing there. Never again.
Remind me what happened. Was it last year I took Charlie? Was that last year? Remember I told you that whole thing? I think it was last year I went in. And I went in and we went in and ran. I'll tell you, we got a break now. But when we, you know, I got to tell you this morning at some time what happened when I went in. And you're right. You can't move. In the old days when there was everything open, you couldn't move. Now I would be so afraid to do something like that. You know, Dr. Ben Dworkin will join us. Sheriff Sean Goldon. Sebastian Gorka's with us. Charlie Gasparino. We're going to take a look at the stock market and Stevie Sharippa on the show, and Debbie Duhaime like that. Yeah, I took Charlie and had to be, I think it was last year, the year before, and it was Christmas Day. Debbie, it was so crowded. You couldn't move. You really couldn't move. I was crying, wrestling my way through with my little girl, you know, and we made it, and it was great, and it was festive. And then what I wanted to tell you, and I know we got a break, guys, but I never use any celebrity because I don't really have much of it. But I never
just use. Say, I'm Joe Piscopo. Hey.
No, but I went to St. Pat's. I went to St. Pat's, and the security guys were there, and they weren't letting anybody in. There was a big long line, and I was trying to make masks. I had to make masks. It was Christmas Day. I had to make masks. So I went up to the usher there. I went, hey, hi. Hi.
Hi.
You
I'm Joe Piscopo. Hi. Not Joe Pesci. Joe Piscopo.
he went, hey, Joe, come on in like that. They let me in. He probably did thought I was Pesci. That's why they let me in. Yeah,
Or Joe Piccolo. Joe Piccolo.
That's it. Losing control morning. Somebody wrote something about me yesterday. He said, he's great on the radio. We love Joe Piccolo. Thank you.
That is hysterical.
Thank you very much. Debbie's on the road, day 21, with Joe Piccolo on the radio. Yeah, I'm right here. Right here I am.
Thanks for making us laugh, Joe. We just love it. Let's see what's happening right now as we take a ride out to the roads. We're going to see what's happening at the inbound GWB. Just a minor delay, but the outbound upper level is construction. Lincoln Tunnel looks fine. Holland about 5 to 10 minutes getting into town. Bronx River Parkway South at the Cross County. Looks like they just cleaned up an accident over there, so you're moving a little bit better. Traffic is moving a little bit slowly on 95 southbound exit 26 in Bridgeport. Getting reports of a collision there. It's a little bit busy on the LIE westbound at Shelter Rock Road with a disabled truck, and then you're busy LIE west right out toward the BQE with a stalled vehicle. Just cleared out of the way, getting out toward the Queens Midtown Tunnel. Westbound side of the belt, that's stop and go out by Kennedy Airport, and taking a ride to the New Jersey Turnpike, the car lanes north by exit 11. Looks like an accident there, just cleared out of the way. Partly cloudy today, high in the mid-40s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Debbie. Well done, as always. I love Debbie. She's the best. 822 with Joe Piccolo, Joe Piscopo on the radio, telling you about Route 22 Toyota. Route 22 Toyota. You know, the social distancing, I tell you, they're fogging every vehicle. How awesome is that? You know, when you go in, they fog the vehicles to make sure they're disinfected. And when you go to the state-of-the-art service center right there with Alex Kinsella, and you want to maybe take a trip from the service center to this magnificent showroom. It's magnificent. And me being a car geek, forget about it. You got to see Route 22 Toyota. For qualified buyers, they got these great deals, 0% APR financing up to 60 months, and zero down leases, which I love. How cool is that? And you don't have to deal with dummies. No dummies at Route 22. Toyota. Just the people that take care of you, that actually care about getting you the best deal that you can get. Here's the number, 855-621-9949. It's 855-621-9949. Route 22 Toyota. They will get you driving a brand new Toyota with 0% interest or zero down leases for qualified buyers. Now, that is the smart way to buy. 855-621-9949. Route 22 Toyota on Route 22 West and Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
If you were lied to when buying a timeshare and worn out, you need my help. Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started the timeshare cancellation industry by exposing the ugly truth about timeshare and giving folks the straight facts. I've been fighting the timeshare giants ever since, so no one knows this industry better than me and my team. Today, we have 383 employees and have saved our clients an average of $65,000 in lifetime payments. Imagine putting those timeshare dollars back in your pocket. If you were told in a timeshare presentation that this was available today and today only, that timeshare was a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, call my office now. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-881-4242. 800-881-4242. 800-881-4242.
You may not be aware, but we are in a season of change, and how we respond will have a lasting impact. For example, in December, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, they plan on implementing a 0.5% fee on their loans, driving up the cost. Meaning, if you're considering a home purchase or refinance, it is time. Charlie Kirk here for Fellowship Home Loans, a team of mortgage professionals that you can trust. Mike, Brian, and the entire Fellowship team have helped thousands with home finance needs, and they're ready to serve you. I've met them, I trust them, and I believe you can too. So call our special number, 800-837-KIRK, 800-837-5475, or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com/Charlie to get started. Take advantage of some of the lowest interest rates in history, but the clock is ticking. Call 800-837-KIRK, 800-837-5475, or fellowshiphomeloans.com/Charlie. Beat the clock. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 60134.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about the Brandon J. Broderick Law Firm. They put their decades of employment law and business litigation experience on the line for you every single day. You know, whether it's in New York or Jersey, the Brandon J. Broderick Law Firm. Now, you've seen it on the turnpike if you're driving, you know, and you see it on the big roadways. Brandon J. Broderick Law Firm. Well, what's cool about it, if you have any employment-related matters, right, requiring addressing at your place of business, and now it's so confusing. If you're an employer, what do you do? I mean, I don't know. If I have to, like, when I hire a band or something like that, I got to hire cats to play for me. I want to know what I should do. What do I social distance them? Do I need insurance for that? The firm's best relationships are with business owners and human resource departments as they help navigate businesses through the deep waters employment law presents, you know? So now we have a show. And it's five to six on weekdays with Kevin McCullough. It's great. It's called Swimming with the Shark with our very own Mark Garber of the Brandon J. Broderick Law Firm as he helps navigate you and businesses alike through the murky employment law waters. It's really a big problem. So check out 5 to 6 p.m., please. You listen to the shark or call 844-BJB-LAW.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Jersey Joe on the radio.
Not of all the reindeers, you know you're the mastermind.
There we go, Christmas all the time. Dr. Ben Dworkin is a founding director of the Rowan Institute for Public Policy and Citizenship at Rowan University in Glassboro, New Jersey. Hey, Dr. Ben, welcome back to the show, brother. Great to have you with us always.
Always great to be with you, Joe. Good morning.
Yeah. So give us a breakdown. What do you think is going to happen, Dr. Ben, with all that's going on with the ballots and the recounting of the ballots? And so many of us see what we think is fraud. People are saying, no, I did things that were wrong. I was asked to do something wrong. How will this end up, Dr. Dworkin, do you think, sir?
Oh, I think it's going to end up with Joe Biden being sworn in as president on January 20th. Every allegation of widespread fraud that is going to actually change something. There's human error. Someone makes a mistake. There's one or two things, and that's why you have recounts, and that's why the numbers will adjust. 74 votes here, 1,200 votes there, but not nearly enough to change anything. And it's not some widespread conspiracy. So I think in the end, as we've seen, because court case after court case, people keep trying to bring the evidence to court, and the court say, you haven't proven your case. And so I think we're going to see Joe Biden sworn in as president in January.
But if we see people talking about it, Dr. Ben, and walk us through this, if you would, because I'm reading now. People they contact me on social media, or they call and they say, no, we hear people say, look, it was illegal. We dump ballots. We dump ballots in the middle of the night. And then on a common sense, and I know you know this because you're an expert at this. This is what you do, Dr. Dworkin. We understand that. But when we see the president way ahead at midnight on election night, and then they send everybody home mysteriously, it's like, you know, and we're from Jersey. So, you know, we get a little suspicious. I'm just saying. Then all of a sudden, there's a big dump of ballots for Joe Biden. Did that seem peculiar to you, sir?
No, it didn't. I mean, and we knew this. We talked about this before the election happened because we understood people were voting in different ways. And the states had different methods, sometimes dictated by their legislatures, which allowed or didn't allow certain things to be counted first. And so the in-person vote, people who showed up on election day, went to a voting booth, cast their ballot, those folks were overwhelmingly Republican, and those votes were counted first. And so you saw, like in Pennsylvania, in a point where the president, Donald Trump, had a big lead because those votes were counted first. But there were millions of votes that had come in through the mail. They simply weren't counted. They weren't discovered. It wasn't a box that they're like, oh, my gosh, we look at what we've, you know, there are conspiracy theories out there. But no one has proven anything beyond, no, these were legitimate votes. People, because of COVID primarily, didn't vote in person. And those votes got counted second. And that's why you saw a switch between who was ahead when you went to sleep on election night and who started to come ahead once they started counting the millions of votes that came in different ways in the next few days.
I thought that the mail-in votes, and forgive me, I thought the mail-in votes were counted first, and that's why Joe Biden started to squeak ahead, and then it went to Donald Trump, and then they stopped it, and there was like a plumbing leak in Georgia. It just seems suspect, but, I mean, and if there's and correct me if I'm wrong, Dr. Ben, I mean philosophically, if there's one, a gal called earlier, one fraud, one piece of fraud, isn't that enough to question everything, or you just say, oh, it's only one. And you know it wasn't only one. You know what I'm saying, sir?
No, the answer is the courts have ruled, this has been legal precedent, that it takes a lot to overturn an election. And while there is human error in these things, fraud generally gets discovered. And there are a mistake here and there, but not nearly enough to throw out the entire election. And
yeah. So
that is, I mean, that is, it's not me. I mean, that's, you know, that's, it could be anybody's opinion on that, but it's legal precedent, you know, I mean, Supreme Courts and things like that. And just to your other point about every state counted, well, this is what I was trying to emphasize in my earlier response. Every state had a different procedure for what they counted first. So a state like Florida, where they allow a lot of voting early and people to do mail-in ballots for 3-4 weeks before the election, they count them the moment the ballot shows up. And so they had a big bunch of votes to give out and to say, here's where our numbers are, you know, right at the as soon as the polls close, because they've been counting for 3 weeks. But New Jersey didn't do that, as an example. Pennsylvania didn't do that. And every state had a little bit different process.
Well, I guess we look at mail-in voting to see what happened in Patterson, you know, this past year, and how crooked that was. We were all suspect. Yes, sir, please.
What I was going to say is just, you know, look, the issue in Patterson, I think, is a good example of how the system worked, because those crooks were caught. You know, my money is in a bank, and a bank can be robbed. I understand that. I take that risk. But it doesn't mean I still don't put my money in a bank. I trust that the bad people are going to be caught. And that's what happened in Patterson. It was, you guys are ridiculous. And they're, you know, people are going to go on trial. And if convicted, they'll go to jail.
Yeah, wow. Hey, Dr. Ben Dworkin will with us. Want to get a complete overview of what's going on politically. What do you think is going to happen in Georgia, you know, with Loeffler and Perdue? What is your feel? Do you have an instinct on that, Dr. Dworkin?
Oh, this is fascinating stuff down in Georgia, because I got to tell you, this is a story of mixed messages, you know, where this is about the president and his core supporters haven't quite figured out how to win these two races. Because, you know, if the president's out there saying the election was rigged, then how can you participate in the election process? How do you even vote? If the election wasn't rigged, then how are you not standing with the president and others? You know, you're not being strong for Donald Trump. How do you not believe him? If Biden has won the election, then you can see Perdue and Loeffler pitching themselves as the Republicans. We are the last line of defense against these Democrats. But in order to do that, you have to admit that Biden won. and that's a problem. And so everybody's a little bit confused. Yeah, I think the things to look for in Georgia, and we have this, you know, in January, they're not going to vote until then. You want to look for the margins the Democrats can build up in Democratic-leaning counties. And that's really the nine counties that surround Atlanta. These are suburban counties. 20 years ago, were overwhelmingly Republican.
Yep.
They are increasingly Democratic. If Joe Biden won these counties by 36%, if he wins it, if the Democrats are able to pull out those numbers, they could eke this out. The other thing you want to look for is the turnout for GOP-leaning counties in those rural areas and those more exurban areas. That's where Donald Trump's base was. If they come out, even though Donald Trump's not on the ballot, the Republicans shouldn't have a problem here. But we have to see the level of turnout, given that Donald Trump is not actually on the ballot this time.
Yeah, and a lot of folks are feeling, why do I show up? I showed up. They showed up 74 million strong and still lost. I guess it's up to Donald Trump, and he very well may do that this Saturday, going down to Georgia to reinvigorate the base, Dr. Dworkin. Hey, before we let you go, Dr. Ben, appreciate your overview on this. So Jersey, and if you're listening around the country, you know, we have an election coming up. This is coming up now in November. Phil Murphy is going to be going up against, Jack Cittarelli. I mean, Governor Murphy's approval numbers, before we let you go, Dr. Ben, are pretty good. Interesting, because so many people are angry at him for shutting down the state. Your thoughts on the gubernatorial race coming up in November, sir?
Yeah, really quickly. You know, Phil Murphy, the Democrat, has to be a prohibitive favorite. He's a very wealthy guy. He can self-finance, and it's really expensive to campaign in New Jersey. He's got a 60% approval rating. Most people think that's artificially high because of they generally approve of his handling overall of the COVID-19 pandemic. But let's say we get, you know, vaccines. Let's say by the end of the summer, the pandemic, we're past the pandemic.
Yes.
There are two things that can happen. One is that Phil Murphy's approval numbers are going to go down, which gives a better shot to Republicans. And the second thing is that the economy is going to pick up, because people are going to be able to go to work and do a lot of things, which means there's going to be better economic growth and better and more jobs. And that may well help Phil Murphy. So we're all trying to understand, you know, what's the political landscape going to be post-pandemic. But I think Phil Murphy right now is a prohibitive favorite. Jack Cittarelli, great guy, is running as the Republican, but it's still early. There may well be other Republicans in a primary trying to figure out who's going to get a chance to run against Phil Murphy.
And an independent, almost impossible in Jersey for an independent, no matter who that is, to win, correct, Dr. Ben?
It's a very organized partisan state where people pick one side or the other. So
it's tough
for the independent.
Dr. Ben Dworkin, great chat, sir. Appreciate it always. We'll talk soon, Ben, and thank you so much, my friend.
Thank you, Joe. Take care now.
Yes, sir. Dr. Ben Dworkin right there from Rowan University. Joe Piscopo on the radio. Sheriff Sean Golden's going to check in. We got a break with Big Al right now with the news live and local on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
39 degrees at 8:38. I'm Al Gattulo with Local News First. Here's what's going on. Westchester County offering residents free flu shots this weekend. Officials say it's especially important this year, given the ongoing coronavirus pandemic is already putting a strain on healthcare resources. Advanced registration is required through the Westchester County Health Department. Flu shots being offered at the Westchester County Center in White Plains from 4 to 8 in the afternoon on Thursday and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday, as well as 9 a.m. to noon on Sunday. New York City's COVID-19 positivity rate surpassing 4%. According to Mayor de Blasio, the city reported an additional 1,685 new infections yesterday. The city's seven-day positivity rate is now at 4.14%, as the mayor encourages anyone who feels sick to just stay home and get tested. In sports, college hoops, St. John's goes up against BYU. The pregame at 4:40, tip-off at 5 over on AM 570 The Mission. Seton Hall will be on the road tonight at Rhode Island. Pregame at 6:50, tip-off at 7. You can listen to that game right here on AM 970 The Answer. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame has got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. The inbound side of the GWB moving okay. Outbound upper, it's construction. Inbound Lincoln looks fine. Holland about 5 to 10. 3 eastbound as you get out toward the Meadowlands. Watch out for a disabled vehicle. Traffic slowing down on the New Jersey Turnpike. The truck lane south down by 8A. Looks like a debris spill to watch for over there. Traffic is moving slowly this morning on the eastbound Gowanus getting up through the Prospect, and expect delays over on the LIE westbound getting out past the Van Wyck. We're getting reports of a collision. Then out by the BQE, a stalled vehicle clear, getting out toward the Queens Midtown Tunnel. It's busy at the Edcoch 59th Street Bridge on the upper and lower level getting into town. And do watch out for some slowdowns as you take a ride to the Southern State Parkway eastbound, getting out toward Deer Park Avenue with an accident in the process of being cleared. Partly cloudy today with a high in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 51. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Exergen. Temperatures vary throughout the day, so make it a new family habit to take your temperature with the Exergen Temporal Scanner before dinner and in the morning, the number one thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses.
Joe on the radio telling you about Trinitas Regional Medical Center. They have an important message. Take care of yourself. Don't put off needed health care because you don't want to go near a hospital. Trinitas is doing so many things to make sure you're safe while you get the health care you need. They do temperature checks. They do masks for everyone. They are screening questions, right? Plexiglass barriers, social distancing, sanitizing stations, testing for all patients, and more. I'm a germaphobe. I love telling you this. They have PPE, rigorous infection control training, HEPA air purifiers in patient areas. And did you know that Trinitas has separate treatment areas in the emergency room, operating room, and all patient floors for COVID patients? And after an area is sanitized, they go a big step further by treating all patient care locations with ultraviolet light. Their surface-side UVC treatment is the knockout punch for germs. And I love germs don't stand a chance at Trinitas. And take it from this germaphobe, man. They know what they're talking about at Trinitas. Trinitas is going above and beyond to keep healthcare as safe as it possibly can be. Trinitas Regional Medical Center, caring for you in every way.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
I had two guests, Christopher Bayonne and Vito Pitta, attorneys with Pitta Bayonne. It's been almost 18 years since the 9/11 attack. We hear about first responders dying from 9/11 related cancers. Do you think this is the beginning of the end of that cancer epidemic relating to 9/11, or is it the end of the beginning?
We don't have a full picture of everyone that was exposed. So while first responders, uniformed personnel, recovery workers were very much aware of the Zadroga Act, everyone else that was in Manhattan below Canal Street may not know that, one, they were actually exposed, and two, that they are potentially eligible for health care and compensation because of that exposure.
It's Reaching Out, Saturday afternoon at 1:30 on AM 970, The Answer.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable.
John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion dollar business empire. Talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Cats Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Cats Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8 on AM 970. The Answer. Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
The Tunnels of Towers Foundation is marking its season of hope, and they need your help. The foundation is honoring America's heroes by donating 36 homes in 36 days. That's one home a day from Thanksgiving through New Year's Eve. Tunnels to Towers is gifting homes in more than two dozen states across our nation. They're bringing hope to great Americans, our catastrophically injured veterans, Gold Star, and fallen first responder families. The foundation is giving thanks to all of those who have sacrificed so much for us, and to the many people like you across the country who have supported their efforts to honor our nation's heroes. Join Tunnels to Towers on its mission to do good. You could donate $11 a month. $11 a month. I've always told you about the Siller family, you know, in the name of Stephen Siller, who we lost on 9/11. You know, this is a great organization. This nonprofit is a great, it's called T2T.org. You got to go like this if you would. It's T, the number two, and then T.org, T2T.org, $11 a month. So I know it's, you know, it's like Christmas time, it's holiday time. You want to give back a little bit. You want to always give a little to those in need. How about Tunnel to Towers, all right? T2T.org, simple as that. Please help bring hope to America's heroes and their family. Thank you.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Sean Golden is my friend. He's a great guy, epitomizes everything great about law enforcement, the Monmouth County Sheriff. Hey, Sheriff, welcome back to the show, sir. Happy holidays to you, Sean.
Good morning. How are you doing?
You know what? We're trying to make it through with this whole election thing. We're so confused. We're not sure what's happening, what's real, what's not real. But I think in a couple of weeks it'll
all... Listen, I'll remind you know, I'm a professor of American government at Monmouth U, and I remind students and others, you know, Al Gore didn't concede and didn't give his concession speech 20 days from actually yesterday there. So
wow.
President Trump has some time. President Trump has some time here. President Trump has some time.
Yeah, and you know, really. And just run it out. Run it out. What have you got to lose? Do you, I mean, before we get to law enforcement, do you suspect anything a little weird with all this mail-in voting, the sheriff?
Yeah, it's just, you know, some of it doesn't look right with the spikes on some of the late night returns and the vote by mail. Listen, we know about ballot harvesting and, you know, the signatures and for some states like Pennsylvania, not to check signatures is beyond comprehension. I mean, how else do you look at a valid vote if you don't have some type of voter ID or signature to go with it? So to me, that's just unacceptable, and that needs to be straight. It needs to be addressed, Joe, as you know. Voter ID laws, you know, it's up to the states, and it's some states have them, some don't. But to not have anything on a ballot in terms of a signature or some type of identification number and PIN, that's just absurd.
Hey, Sheriff Golden, how will required body cameras impact the performance of the police in New Jersey? How are you feeling in this? Yes, sir.
I think if you talk to most, Joe, I think we're of the opinion, and certainly I've had them in our sheriff's office. We were one of the first in the county to have them back when I became sheriff. And at the end of the day, they've helped our internal affairs more than hurt our officers when it comes to demeanor complaints and clearance of some of those things. And so I think on a widespread usage, it's very costly. I will say that, you know, we have a large sheriff's office and, you know, we're a large county and we have affordability. But when you're looking at a lot of these towns, it's so parochial, the costs are. And there was some initial costs with the New Jersey bill that they'll pay for the upfront hardware. But this is an ongoing cost, Joe, that people don't understand. In terms of data storage, the data storage annually
is thousands and tens of thousands of dollars, the more cameras you have. And then on top of that, the OPRA, Open Public Records request that we get for a body cam footage, it's a full-time job just answering those requests information requests. So it is very costly. However, I do believe in the end, it does help our officers more than hurt.
Hey, Sheriff Golden, I got to ask you this. Forgive me, but, you know, the sheriffs were sent in New York to Staten Island to shut down that guy's business. So here you are, law enforcement, and then you get it comes from like the state capitol to go shut this guy's restaurant down, for crying out loud. And you, Sheriff, Sheriff, you've been in the heat of the battle.
Yeah.
Pulling over criminals and God forbid, child molesters and everything else. And now in New York, they're telling sheriffs to go shut down a guy's business? I mean, as a law enforcement
to have 40 sheriff's officers is just, that is unheard of. That to me is incomprehensible to send 40 of my sheriff's officers to a restaurant or a bar. You know, at the end of the day, these are health violations, Joe. And if they want to enforce them as health violations because of some executive order, that's fine. I mean, but we've reached the point of, and the sheriffs have to realize this. I mean, we're constitutional officers and we're elected by the people and we serve the people. And I serve at the pleasure of the people here in our county. And I know a lot of other sheriffs feel the same. And your job is to protect the rights of individuals. And so, you know, even back with Thanksgiving, when we, you know, I had a friend call me up and say, oh, you know, I have 12, we may have 12 for Thanksgiving. Now, do I have to park my car? Should I hide the car? So I'm like, what is going on here? Where have we come to that we have to have some fear of law enforcement storming into your Thanksgiving Day dinner? Right. And as far as I know, Joe, the suspension of habeas corpus isn't in effect here. You know what I mean? These are executive orders, and yes, they're meant to protect the health. I'll say the health and well-being of some people that are vulnerable to this pandemic, right? And that is what should be thought of here, not this imposing and use of law enforcement to go in and knock down doors so you can serve some type of violation on paper or summons for a health thing. We have an incident here, and we won't do it, by the way. I mean, the state has come in. We had an incident at a bar here. Now the bars are closed, but this restaurant here took high top tables and put them next to the bar so that he can have more space between tables, right? And two state ABC officers, unmasked, come into his establishment and try to shut it down because these high top tables are next to an empty bar. The bar is inoperative. He was just using the space. And so this is the absurdity on another level that's going on here. And it's got to stop. And one thing I will say with this pandemic, and numbers are ticking up, and we're doing more testing, obviously. So there's definitely more positives. And there have been increases in the hospital. But if it's so bad, why are we not doing field hospitals again? You think we would have learned the lesson the first time, right? So if our nursing homes, long-term care centers are showing positives and we have more cases going into the hospitals, why are we not setting up the way we did? And these governors in New Jersey and New York did not utilize any of it, and they should have. We would have saved lives from an emergency management and health perspective. And that is not going on here, but all we hear is this increase in numbers and we're going to shut down further. Well, what are you doing to correct the wrongs when 7,000 died in the LTCs, the long-term care centers, and you failed to act and put and separate people and treat people in these field hospitals? And so you think we would have learned the lesson the first time around.
So, Sheriff, you're speaking the truth. We appreciate it, Sheriff. Sheriff Sean Golden, a lot of folks want this man
God
to jump into.
Joe, thank you so much.
God bless you. God bless you, too. Sheriff Sean Golden right there. They want him to run for governor, but he's right now the Monmouth County Sheriff and doing a great job in that capacity. 8:53 with Joe on the radio. Debbie Duhaime's on the roads on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Joe. Let's go to the outbound GWB lower level. Watch for some construction here. So that's going to be going on until 2:30. That's causing delays on the Cross Bronx getting out toward the GWB. LIE westbound getting out past the Van Wyck. Watch for a collision there. And 3 eastbound up by the Meadowlands. It's a stalled vehicle. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Chances are your home financing questions won't end when this show does. So the next time you have a question about home loans, ask the lending experts at Citizens Bank. They can help you every step of the way during the home buying process, starting with getting a pre-approval before you start shopping for a new home. Call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a Citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
What if a product could help protect the women in our lives? It's especially important for women to be aware, vigilant, and prepared. That's why women should carry Tiger Lady. Tiger Lady is the defense tool based on one of nature's best defenses, a cat's retractable claws. It's easy to use, lightweight, and can be carried anywhere. If you ever feel threatened, give it a squeeze and claws will appear like a real-life Wolverine. Tiger Lady's claws are hollow and designed to collect DNA if you have to defend yourself, making it easier to identify a perpetrator. Recommended by self-defense instructors, police, and carried by thousands who say they feel more confident when they carry Tiger Lady. 2020 has been a tough year, so Tiger Lady is making it even more affordable to give the gift of safety this holiday. Go to TigerLady.com, use the code Dennis, and for a limited time, save 30% off your entire order, plus free shipping. That's TigerLady.com, promo code Dennis, TigerLady.com.
Mary's Bistro delivery business is bustling and ready to burst.
Orders 34, 35, and 36 are up. Who's handling these? Hello, Mary's Bistro, now delivering.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Joe Piscopo telling you about Relief Factor. Did you know that so many people, are almost 100 million people, are in some kind of pain? And that Relief Factor will get you out of that pain. It's 100% drug-free. And that when I talk to Pete and Seth, they are so consumed with getting people out of pain. They love this. They understand this. They understand the wellness approach to this. So when I tell you to go on this 3-week quick start for $19.95, that is to see if we can get you out of pain. How about that? That comes from Seth Talbert, Pete and Tess Talbert, the father, son, owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth. So Seth goes, do the 3 weeks quick start. See if we can get you out of pain. Now, you hear me telling you about it, but it's like a trial run because I think you will get out of pain. And for me, it worked in 5 days, not 3 weeks. But give yourself a couple days, 2-3 days for the 3-week quick start to get to your house, okay? Okay, and then you try it, and you just follow the directions, and then you tell me that you're not out of pain. I'm telling you, you will get out of pain. I honestly believe that. It's only $19.95, and it's to see if it will work for you. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Relief Factor. ReliefFactor.com. Please check it out. ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. Joe Lundberg in the house! Hey, Joe. Wait, so we got rain. You said rain coming up next couple days, huh?
Yeah, not today, not tomorrow, but later on Friday and into Saturday. In fact, actually, I think Saturday could just be a really rainy day across the tri-state.
Wow. So it's going to be a little rainy, but weather-wise, today's going to start. It got cold, Joey. Here comes the cold, baby. Yeah. Here it comes, right?
Yeah, huh? it's winter. Blustery, cold, clouds and sun, mid-40s today. Not as chilly tomorrow. Sunshine, some clouds in the afternoon, about 51, and then 50 with a little rain in the afternoon on Friday, and then rainy Saturday. Temperatures probably in the 40s today or 50, a little colder on Sunday. Balance of Nature allergy report today is low.
Well done, Joe Lundberg. Appreciate it. Thank you, my friend. Joe Lundberg, marathon man, meteorologist, Piscopo on the radio, Dr. Sebastian Gorka coming up right after the news. You don't want to miss Dr. Gorka. He is on fire, and we're going to ask him about what's going on with all this election fiasco. Dr. Gorka with Piscopo. Charlie Gasparino will tell you about the stock market, and then Steve Sharippa, the one, the only, from Blue Bloods.
will join us live on the radio. Joe Piscopo coming right back at you.